Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Fortuna police arrested 40-year-old Danny Ray Fidler on Tuesday night. Fidler was wanted in connection with a stolen vehicle incident in Carlotta on the 7th, as well as for an incident on December 12th when Fidler allegedly rammed the stolen vehicle into a pickup truck at a property on Highway 36. Fidler was spotted by deputies on 15th Street in Fortuna and attempted to flee on foot but was quickly apprehended. Fidler was booked on a list of charges including assault with a deadly weapon, felon in possession of a firearm, possession of stolen goods, and vehicle theft. Two women, 25-year-old Blake Treadwell and 42-year-old Anna Crowell, were also arrested in connection with Fidler. Treadwell was booked for possession of meth and a concealed firearm, and Crowell for a warrant and a burglary charge. Officers recovered a stolen vehicle and two stolen handguns along with burglary tools and other items suspected of being used in burglaries. An armed man wearing a hockey mask and a hooded rain jacket walked into the Scotia Pharmacy early on Tuesday morning, brandished a long-barreled handgun, and demanded OxyContin and oxycodone from the clerk. The suspect then fled the store and ran into what is believed to be a dark green extra cab Toyota pickup truck and fled north on Highway 101. This morning, sheriff's detectives located what appeared to be the suspect's truck in front of a residence in the 2900 block of Johnson Road in Hydesville. A search warrant was obtained, and the sheriff's office SWAT team arrived on scene to search the house, but they did not find anyone inside. The suspect is described as a male, 5'6", 150 pounds, with blue eyes, who is wearing brown utility pants, a black jacket, and a white hockey mask. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. California Highway Patrol officers arrested 57-year-old Ronald Owings of Eureka following a single-vehicle traffic collision on Highway 101 just north of Singley Road. The CHP reports that Owings is suspected of being under the influence of narcotics at the time of the crash. Owings was behind the wheel when he allowed his vehicle to drift off the roadway. The car rolled down an embankment and came to rest against a tree. Owings then attempted to flee the scene on foot, but was apprehended by CHP officers after a short pursuit. Two passengers in Owings' vehicle were taken to the hospital for treatment of minor injuries, as was Owings, who was later released and booked into county jail on several charges, including felony DUI and resisting arrest. A California Highway Patrol officer on patrol near Redwood Drive and Redway attempted to pull over a motorcycle rider who was observed to be speeding. The motorcyclist decided to flee the officer and accelerated and sped away with the CHP officer in pursuit. The officer reported the rider was driving erratically on wet roads and then turned onto Old Briceland Road, where the officer slowed down and ended the pursuit due to unsafe road conditions. At approximately 7:15 last night, emergency crews were called out to Old Briceland Road after the same motorcyclist was found lying in a ditch next to his crashed bike. Two CHP officers began life-saving efforts until relieved by Briceland firefighters, but the rider suffered fatal injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver had no identification and the coroner's office was called to the scene. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a report of smoke coming from a residence in the 2200 block of A Street in Eureka early this morning. When fire crews reached the scene, they found moderate smoke coming from a water heater and laundry room at the back of the house. The fire was confined to the back room, but damage was estimated at $20,000, including smoke and water damage to personal belongings. Four residents in the house were able to escape without injury, and the cause has been ruled accidental. It appears combustible materials were left too close to the water heater, and they ignited, causing the fire. With Christmas just a week away, it may be time to start thinking about helping out in the community, and the Humboldt County chapter of the Red Cross is a good place to start. Red Cross volunteers have responded to more than 30 local residential fires in the past few weeks in communities across the county, including Rio Dell, Arcata, Eureka, Hoopa, and Willow Creek. Volunteers have provided the basic necessities to those impacted by the fires, and Red Cross resources are feeling the strain, according to Director Barbara Caldwell. If you can, you are asked to donate to the Red Cross, which provides emergency services every day of the year. Contact your local Red Cross office for more information. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.